The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show, recorded live from the front seat of my vehicle. Put your seatbelt on. We are going for a ride.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
So I'm 29 years old, and I can't believe how good my life is at 29. I have a small baby. I'm married to Brett. I have been able to make a dream come true. I quit my full-time job as a paralegal. I set aside my objective or my goal to go to law school, and instead, I took a different trajectory. I decided to pursue what I love, my passion, like what really just brought me joy every day, and that was fitness. I had started teaching fitness classes in the evenings and in the mornings. I'd done personal training, but always with the thought that, this isn't something people do who want like a big time career. Like, if I wanted to make a ton of money and really impress people and be quote unquote successful, I was going to need to be an attorney in my mind. But once I started like getting into fitness, I freaking loved it. I loved the way it made me feel. I loved the way it made other people feel mainly, which is what made me feel happy. And I just knew that if I was creative enough, there's a way I could make a full-time living doing this fitness thing. And that was my dream. So I started to develop this workout, which is now known as Turbo Kick. At the time, it was just a hodgepodge of kickboxing. I'd taken a little bit of Taekwondo in college, and I'd taken some dance classes and a lot of fitness classes and a lot of pre-designed fitness workouts. And so it was kind of my own little hybrid version. And this is back in, oh my gosh, what year would this be? The late 90s. Wow. And this workout really caught on, so much so that people started asking, you know, if they could teach the workout. And at the small little gym that I was, it was a chain, 24 Hour Fitness. At the time, it was Family Fitness. The classes that I was teaching there, those Turbo Kick classes, they were packed. So much so that I was, you know, making more money per class than I had imagined. I was being asked by other instructors how to teach this workout, and I was showing them how to do it, and I was making the music and making the moves, and you know, here I am with this class. It had sometimes 125 people in the class. There, you know, was a waiting list to get in, and that in conjunction with the personal training I was doing, it was supporting me, supporting us. I mean, it was enough to replace my paralegal income anyways. Brett was working at the time too. But I just was so proud of the fact that I had made this dream a reality, this dream to have a job that felt like play, that felt like fun, that, you know, I just couldn't believe that here I was, this girl who didn't study exercise science or kinesiology or, you know, any of those things. I'd studied justice, morality, and constitutional democracy, and I thought I was going to have a, sorry, I don't mean to offend any of the attorneys listening, but I thought I was going to have this like kind of dull, boring life as an attorney. And I know that yours is probably very exciting, but I was really proud of myself. And I remember a call I put into my dad to just kind of say, you know, brag, you know, because that's where it's safe to brag to your parents, right? And I was telling him about how big my classes had become and how there were these other studios that were calling to see if they could bring me on their staff to teach. And I'm kind of like, Dad, I made it. Like, it's happened. He normally is very supportive and very even-tempered. It's where I get it from. And he said, that is awesome. But is that it? Like, what else do you see for it? And I was a little annoyed by that question. I'm like, oh, so in my mind, of course, I didn't say this to my dad, but in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, this is a big deal. What do you mean? Is this it? But he asked a few more questions, like, well, do you think other people would want to teach this, like in other cities? And I'm like, well, yeah. In other states? Like, I mean, what if you could teach other people how to teach this? And what about making it bigger? Like, really thinking about it being bigger. And as with most advice from your parents, I was kind of annoyed. I was like, yeah, whatever. And I thought, gosh, you know, you just kind of rained on my parade. But there was a part of me that conversation awoken. Because really what he was saying to me was, you deserve to dream bigger than this. If you've made this dream possible, what else could you make possible? So I want to be that person who puts that thought in your head today. And I want you to start with thinking about, sorry, kind of clinking around here. We're pulling into my neighborhood. I want you to think about the dream that you've made possible today. What in your life today wasn't a reality, say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that you dreamed of? Maybe it's something as simple, or maybe something that you even take for granted, like, I dreamed that I would get married and have children. Well, look, here you are. You dreamed that. Or maybe you dreamed that you would go to college. And look, here you are in college. Like, whatever it is today that once was a dream, recognize that there was a period of time in your life when it didn't exist. It wasn't a thing other than your dream. That is proof, and it should be evidence for you that you can make dreams possible. But you have to give yourself permission. I ask you today to give yourself permission to be grateful for all that you have, but at the same time, to believe that something bigger and better is possible. And I want you to think of it as a dream, because sometimes if we make it a goal, it feels audacious. It feels like too big, too far off, or, you know, like we want to be humble, so we want to be reasonable, so we don't give ourselves permission to create audacious dreams. I want you to give yourself the space and the time to dream today. Start by thinking about, what do you love? What do you love doing? What makes you passionate? What, when you close your eyes and think about it, would be the freaking coolest thing in the world? Give it texture. Where would you live? What car would you be driving? What would your relationships be like? What would your physique look like? What would your mood feel like? How would you be feeling? How would you feel? Would you feel happy? Would you feel peaceful? Would you feel important? Would you feel needed? So the way you do this is by carving out time to daydream. I personally like to do this moving. I personally need to do this by myself. I like to take a walk, and what I'm doing right now in the car is recording this into my phone, my smartphone, my iPhone specifically. And it's on an app that comes with your phone that's, I think it's called Voice Memo. I'll look before this is over. But everyone has the same app on their phone, so you just have to search for it. And if not, you can download plenty of apps, including on the Android, that will just record your voice. And the reason why I think that's a good idea is because there's something about movement, like just walking or riding your bike or being out in nature, just like allows you to daydream. And that's what I want you to do. I don't want you looking at social media. I really don't think it's a good idea for you to have someone else there. And don't force it. Just think. And the only reason why you might need to open up an app to record yourself is if you start having some complete thoughts. Like, I wonder what it might look like. Like, I'll share with you my dream right now. My dream right now is to completely change the way people define health. Completely change it. I want to help, and when I say people, I mean on a global scale. That's how big this dream is. On a global scale, I want people to realize how silly it is that we once defined health by your weight or your body fat. And that it's has nothing, well, it's one measure of health. It's one measure, but it's missing so many other things. My dream is that people feel good. They wake up and their bodies don't hurt, and that I can help people have an open mind to the fact that we're learning more about the body every day, every month, every year, and that it's a wonderful thing. And that there are places, or people like myself, programs like the 131 to help simplify the science and the process, and that it will create a legacy for families where we eradicate diabetes and cancer and autoimmune diseases. It's truly possible. I know it is. And that's my dream. My dream is bigger than that. My dream has always been to make people's lives happier and healthier. I want people to live a really crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life. I want them to have their health while they're doing that. And I know it's possible. And so my dream beyond the 131 is bigger than that. It's creating tools and systems that make people's lives more simple, more easier, so that you don't have to think about things so much. Like when you feel organized, you're happier. And when you're happier, you're healthier. Like it all relates to me. So I want to build this into a lifestyle brand where people know that if they want things to be organized and streamlined and systematized and healthier, that I can create a company that is the go-to place. That's my dream. It's really, really, really big. I don't know how long it's going to take, and I'm not worried about that. And so the next thing I want to tell you is don't worry about the deadline, right? So goals need a deadline. We know that. You know that. I'm not talking about creating goals. I'm asking you to create a dream. So my dream, some of those components, some of the things I just described to you, I don't have dates for them because they're part of my dream. And I have to give myself permission to just let it start as a dream. And then piece by piece, I can pull it back into goals. I can break it down into goals, which started first with the 131. And that dream, as each piece becomes a reality, I build out more pieces. So I want you to give yourself a minimum of 20 minutes to truly have nothing else you have to do. You need to put your phone on do not disturb, don't receive any notifications, and just daydream without feeling guilty. Like, make it really freaking big, way bigger than the amazing things that are already happening in your life. Give yourself permission to dream. And then once you've done that, I want you to write it down, put it on paper. We're home. Oh my gosh, how crazy. I'm pulling into my second home, and this is a dream. Oops, hold on. So I've just parked safely at our second home. This is a beach house. And when I say beach house, we're on the freaking water. It feels like we're on a boat. And this was a dream. And I talked about this in a previous podcast where Brett and I sat down and we each created our own, you know, brainstorm, like a dream of what we want our lives to look like 5 years from now. And there were a lot of things that were on his list that weren't on mine. And we kind of compared lists. And the one thing we both had on our list was to live at the ocean. And we do. But better than that is I've just been able to feel so much peace by being here. And I knew it was so important for Brett to live on the water. And, you know, when we put that on paper, it seemed like, I felt like a little kid, like, this is silly. Okay, come on. In Southern California, knowing how much homes cost on the water, that to me felt like an audacious, ridiculous, maybe 20 years from now dream. And it happened about 6 years after we put it on paper. And I don't know if it would have happened if we hadn't put it on paper. When you put pen to paper, when you put your dreams on paper, there's something magical that happens. I hope you believe in God, but even if you don't, you have to believe that there is a vibrational power to the universe. And when you put pen to paper, when you write your dreams down, when you actually form the letters of each word of your dream, it's like you've sent a message to the universe and the stars start to align. It might not happen overnight, but that plan is in process. Dream big. Thank you for spending this time with me in the car. I love you. I think you are the bomb.com. I'm looking forward to meeting you hopefully soon at one of our upcoming tour dates for the Chalene Show Live. I really do hope that I will get to meet you. So if you haven't already, please check out our locations and see if we're coming to a city near you. You can do so by going to ChaleneJohnson.com/Chalene Show Live. Well, until we get some time to spend together again in the future, be well. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple-to-use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.